Hello, and welcome to the Green Book Commentaries Podcast. I'm Dr. Arthur Plessa, Volume 14, Episode 31, In Coordination and Lack of Adaptation. Doctors of Chiropractic and Student Initiates, welcome back. In today's episode, we're going to continue in our understanding of innate cellular functions that we began in our last episode. The two principles that we'll focus on today are incoordination and lack of adaptation. Let's begin with incoordination and its definition. Incoordination is the lack of harmony in the actions of the parts of the body due to lack of innate control. Let's look at the opposing actions between the biceps and triceps muscles for a better understanding. In order for the biceps to fully contract, the triceps needs to fully relax and go into extension. The harmony between the two is a sign of innate control due to normal nerve supply and tissue cell soundness. On the reverse, a subluxation can cause muscle fibers to contract. If this were to affect the triceps, its contracture in a state of spasm would prevent the biceps from achieving full contraction. The subluxation causes this incoordination and therefore can be classified as disease. This principle applies to any tissue cell in the body. Lack of adaptation is one of those principles a lot of students learn early on and tends to be the common buzzword at chiropractic seminars across the country. However, like defining chiropractic, ask three different students and you'll get three different definitions. One common response I hear often from students is, it's the ability of your body to adapt to internal and external environmental changes. While this is a good general understanding, let's dive into this important principle and be more specific. Lack of adaptation is the failure of the management of universal forces in the tissue cell by innate intelligence. The cause of this is interference with the transmission of mental impulses. So here's what this means. Gravity is a universal force. It is constantly acting upon the tissue cells of the body. Among other tissue cells used to keep us upright, the vestibulocochlear nerves helps regulate balance so that we know what level feels like and use that to prevent from falling over. Now imagine an atlas subluxation squeezing down on the spinal cord and affecting nerve flow to the inner ear. Now the neurological gyroscope no longer has a set level and vertigo can develop. Now innate no longer has control. Now innate can no longer adapt to the constant force of gravity. Now innate and its body comes tumbling down and in need of a specific chiropractor. We now begin our reading from volume 14, page 199. Article 256, Repertory Function. Repertory function is the action of certain cells with appropriate structure in providing cells to repair tissues which have been injured, those pathological, or to supply normal anabolism and catabolism. It is also the process of repletion. All cells have the ability to repair themselves, but that is not directly primary function in the body. It applies more nearly to the fundamentals of repletion, and in that sense, the private actions of tissue cells are indirectly concerned with primary function. Repertory function is very dependent upon expansive function, for in order to obtain new cells for reparation, cells must be expanded in the developmental or expansional centers. Repertory function is a very arbitrary grouping of several functions and physiological processes. Repertory function is the name of a coordinative service that relates to specific disposal of certain expansional and nutritive products. Article 257, expansive function. Expansive function is the action of cells with appropriate structure for reproducing new cells of their own kind to be used in growth or reparation. It is the coordinative service of certain cells appointed by innate for that purpose in expanding new cells for growth and reparation. All cells expand to maturity, but only in the sense that this serves the whole body. Can these private action of tissue cells be construed as primary function? The tissue cells which are concerned in the true expansive function are the developmental centers all over the body, which represent the scattering of the blastoderm, the origin of all embryonic centers. In the study of physiology, these expansional centers can easily be found, and the connection between physiology and philosophy made clear. The expansional centers are of all kinds of tissue, since all kinds of tissue are necessary in growth and reparation. But all tissue cells are not allowed by innate to reproduce themselves, for that would not be coordinated. In such a case, there would be no control of the amount, shape, and extent of the body. On the other hand, we know that there is a very decided plan for the body in both growth and maintenance in order to manage the signs of life of the new individual cells. Innate must be ever vigilant to have new cells when she wants them and at no other time, and where she wants them and at no other place, and at the number she wants, no more or less. The analogy of the beehive may be used here to advantage. Let the hive of bees represent the cells of an organization, and the queen bee the expansive center or developmental center. The queen bee is the only reproducing unit of the hive, with exception of the male bee, of course. The queen bee is allowed by the laws of nature to reproduce, while hundreds of worker bees, the females, and the drones, the males, are not. If all of them reproduce, there would be no close organization, which enables the bees to have strong and efficient colonies. If anyone will take the trouble to study these interesting insects a little, he will see that they have very close organization, very centralized. Article 258, reproductive function. Reproductive function is the action of certain cells in secreting germs for the propagation of the race. The tissues most concerned in reproductive function are glandular. Expansive function refers to reproduction of cells as units. Reproductive function refers to the reproduction of the whole body, to the secreting of its germ. From this germ, which contains cell possibilities of the future body, the housing of the new life is developed. The blastoderm, the union of the spermatozoan and ovum, contains the cell possibilities for all the tissues of the body during its lifetime. And the blastoderm, originally a cell of double chromoplasm, develops cells with double chromoplasms. And in this manner, two races are propagated, namely the male and female. The germs that arise in the blastoderm by cell division become germinating centers all over the body to expand new cells for growth and reparation. A certain division of these becomes the parenchyma of the reproductive organs for the purpose of secreting new germs, which will carry within them the possibilities of all four primary tissues. Article 258, in coordination. In coordination is the lack of harmony in the actions of the parts of the body due to lack of innate control. It is the condition of unbalanced service, or rather the unbalanced actions of tissue cells, which then fails to be service. The actions of tissue cells are not coordinative service unless they act in obedience to the law of demand and supply. Incoordination is called disease because tissue cells will become unsound when they are neglected by caretaking by the organization. Article 260, lack of adaptation. Lack of adaptation is the failure of the management of universal forces in the tissue cell by innate intelligence. The cause of this is interference with the transmission of mental impulses, interference with innate control, which mental impulses represent. The purpose of mental impulses is innate balance or control of universal forces, which are always in the tissue cell. Lack of control allows universal forces to act more according to the unadapted laws of physics and chemistry, very much as they do outside of the body. The actions of unadapted universal forces are not cooperative and therefore are not function. It should be remembered that it is necessary to have total lack of adaptation to produce some incoordination. Any deviation from the perfect in adaptation means a proportional deviation from the perfect in function. Thank you for joining me for another episode. I'm Dr. Arthur Plessa. This has been the Green Book Commentaries Podcast.